Most bankers aren't ready to help you until after their third cup of coffee. But with Central National Bank's after-hours service, you don't have to wait for the bank lobby to open to get help. You can contact us from 6 to 8:30 in the morning or from 5 to 10 in the evening, and we'll connect you to a real, live, local person who can answer questions and fix problems 7 days a week. Bank different. Bank Central. Central National Bank. Member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'll just have it pulled up for later.
Okay.
Now that we've wasted a lot of time, let me open my beer.
Perfect.
It hates us. Man, it's so spacious in here today.
It is.
With all these things. We're not pretty enough to be on camera.
I don't want to be on camera today. Whatever. My arm fucking hurts.
I have washed off makeup because I had my hair dyed and my eyebrows waxed.
Yeah.
So, I have... fresh pits again.
Good.
And a freckle.
Good.
I think I might have found a second one. Or it could just be a hair that was like, you know, that was just real dark. She told me again today, man, your hair's still so coarse. And I was like, well, Yep. Always is.
Have you tried that new product she has?
Yes, I got it today.
Oh, good.
Put it on my Brazilian. You want me to rip your arm off?
Yeah, that'd be amazing.
You want to see my canker sore on the side of my tongue?
Oh, neat.
It hurts so bad.
Yeah.
I had one on the back of my throat.
Oh, I told you. Yeah, you told me about that. Theme song.
What's your excuse?
Man, we're so good at this.
We are. Hello.
Hi. And welcome.
To another episode.
What's your excuse?
The podcast.
Let's turn coffee or another beverage into a website code. Okay.
Great.
Let's start with Americano.
I'm Megan.
Americano _12. That's it. That's a website code.
There you go.
And I'm Caitlin.
Perfect. So.
Did we say the podcast name?
Yeah.
Okay.
We did. We
I have short-term memory loss.
Perfect.
I think. Is that real? Is that proven to be real?
Okay. Yes. Yeah.
Sometimes I forget what I'm doing immediately.
Yeah.
Quite often, it's actually most things in my life.
Great.
I really die young.
What?
It's true. If you lose your memory, it means you're going to die young.
My God, Caitlin.
So.
Oh, dude, I got my first official emailed customer complaint yesterday.
Oh,
In my whole life. Basically, bleep out the name of my work.
Oh, yeah.
But
I wasn't sure if I was supposed to say that. I immediately regretted it as it came out. I was like,
it's fine.
Oh, I just licked this screen.
Oh.
Did you sanitize
this? Get some Lysol in her mouth.
Okay. He says clean.
Great.
You might want to make sure to clean it before next one, because my tongue definitely made contact with the screen.
Beautiful. So I was in the back working on something, and my manager was like, hey, we got an email. And I was like, okay, about? And she said... Basically, someone came in and, the woman is telling lies. She said that, there were two of us working and then two more came in and we wouldn't let her use the dressing room, blah, blah, blah. She then said.
Because their dressing rooms are closed.
Exactly. She said, I'm not complaining about your policy. I'm not criticizing your policy. But I don't think it was unfeasible for them to let just me try something on.
Sorry, bitch, you're not special.
And then they could sanitize it afterwards. And I told my manager, I was like, there was no one else. It was just me and one other person working because it was at 11 a.m. Our coworkers don't come in till at least 12. Uh-huh. So, no, that's a lie. I was like, B, I'm not criticizing your policy, but could you change the rules for just me? And then I went in, I kind of went off on a tangent with her because I was like, I just need our customers to realize that in the great scheme of things, they're fucking garbage. They don't matter. The world keeps spinning with or without you. Mm-hmm. And you're not important. And she was like, oh, okay. And I was like, I'm just saying, like, do you think our customers have the cure for cancer?
I don't know her name.
Yeah. And I was like, do you think our customers have the cure for cancer? I don't. I don't have the cure for cancer.
It's just a bunch of Karens.
When I die, the world will keep going when I'm dead. And everything will be fine. And the great scheme of things, people won't care.
Hi, Mo.
And then I told her, I was like, I mean, I'm sure there are some people who care about that lady. I'm just not those people.
Yeah.
So.
We hate her.
My manager didn't get mad at me. She was like, yep, yep. And I was like, well, I'm not going to apologize to her.
Yeah, no.
So.
Was she going to come back in?
Well, Ryan was like, did you ever tell your manager, like, I'm sorry, this is a depression talking? And I was like, no, it's not. It's just realism.
Mm-hmm.
So that was my day yesterday.
That's fun.
Yeah.
I remembered that one time we were talking, and in my notes I put down Bratz doll.
Yes.
And that was all I put.
It was.
Something about your lips. Looking like Bratz doll.
My lips or my eye makeup? Oh, no. We were. No.
What were we doing? I should have probably put some more words attached
more
to that.
More context.
Not just a Bratz doll.
Considering that you just told me you have a short-term memory loss. Yeah. I don't remember.
Yes. Yeah, so there's so many notes in my phone that I just look and I'm like, what? It's like just two little words. And I'm like, or an odd phrase.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, what does this mean?
Oh, I got nothing for you.
Yeah.
I did have a dream that you were in last night, though.
We must have been talking on the phone, though, because it wasn't our text messages. Yeah. Otherwise, I wouldn't put it in the notes.
Yeah. I had a dream about you last night.
About me?
Yeah.
How'd it go?
Well, apparently, like, in my dream, you and this girl from my class got into, like, a big fight. And she was being, like, real bitchy to you. And in my dream, I remember telling her, like, no, you don't get to do that. And then she kept trying to, like, be friendly with me. And I was like, no, fuck off. And then you and I left school together.
Aw. That sounds like a good day.
Yeah, it was great.
Standing up for me, even in your dreams.
Yeah, of course. Anytime. That's how my friendship goes. You're not allowed to get new friends, but I will always stand up for you.
I will make sure you never lose me.
Yeah, that's right. And I'm the most important one.
Yes. Yes, obviously. So, I like that dream. Good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, what do you want to talk about your hair?
Oh, it's green.
Yep. Yeah. She got green hair.
Green hair.
She got that green hair.
I wore all green to celebrate.
Yep.
Yesterday I wore all yellow to celebrate last day of yellow hair.
Wonderful.
So it's been pretty fun. Got waxed. It's been an eventful day of just going one service to another. I've spent so much money today.
Meanwhile, I'm like, I can't spend $20 on a new phone.
I mean, I probably couldn't have spent all this money today because then I also got a notification that my auto payment for one of my credit cards is coming out.
Great.
And then I also have to pay rent and stuff soon. And so I'm like, and I have a tattoo appointment scheduled. It's all. I'm starting to freak out a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh God, what can I sell?
That happens. I do that too.
I have that armoire and a couch that I could sell at the house. But,
there you go.
No.
Hey, have you watched that Murder and Makeup or Makeup and Murder?
No.
You should watch her.
Okay. What's that?
She does her makeup and talks about true crime.
Oh, you have told me about this?
Yeah.
Or great. Someone else has.
Well, I know I talked to you about the Makeup a Murder, the makeup line.
Yes. But someone else has talked to me. Then someone has told me about this idea.
Yeah.
And I said, ooh, fun.
You should listen. Or you should watch it.
I said, I like makeup and I like murder.
That's right.
I don't like to do my makeup.
I do like to do my own murders.
Yes. I commit those often.
So what else do you have to talk about?
What happened from my week?
Yeah.
Nothing. I can't remember anything ever. Wonderful. Also, it's only been 3 days since we've actually last recorded.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, we started recording on
new day.
One whole day
has passed.
Uh-huh.
I don't know how to.
Started recording on new days. That's it. That's my big announcement.
Maybe forever. I don't know. So maybe not forever.
Well,
Mike, is this forever?
Well, it's up. It was our choice. I thought
he has 3 divorces. He's got no commitment. I'm just kidding.
Great.
Am I allowed to make jokes about your divorces, or is that a like only you kind of thing?
Great.
Well, I've gotten into plenty of heated Facebook arguments recently.
Tell me about it. I've seen some of them.
Are some that are pretty good. Well, dang it. Now I have to leave my Facebook page that I was on. Bratstall. What were we talking about?
I don't know either.
I went to the vineyard, but maybe did I talk about that?
Yeah, I think you did.
I don't know.
Yeah,
I forgot that happened before that we recorded. I don't know how life works anymore. But so I posted, I typically don't post too many political or politically charged things on my Facebook. I really don't post anything on my Facebook unless it is a just Instagram posted to Facebook for me. But I decided, you know what? I'm going to share some things on here, too.
I just sent you a link for what we can do.
Okay. And one of them was an opinion article entitled, Trump is a racist. If you still support him, so are you.
Yes, and I remember that. I read that argument.
Yeah. And so I put my own caption on this was louder for the people in the back. And I said, he is one of the most despicable people on this planet. And if you still support this man child saying he is a quote unquote man of God.
Yeah.
And I put two vomit emojis. Mm-hmm. But then you have some big issues to go work on with yourself. I'll leave it at that. For days, this went unnoticed. With just only supportive likes. And then someone from my hometown who, bless her heart, like she's a very sweet lady. I think she is just a little uneducated because then since this, she has like, I've seen her starting to make like better choices, like towards the Black Lives Matter movement and being in support of it. And so I'm wondering like if, you know, people have been talking to her about like, hey, you know, like the two don't go hand in hand. You cannot support him and also support this movement. So she commented, no, he is not a racist, and I'm not a racist, and I don't want to be accused of being a racist based on my political preferences. To dishonor anyone who is in your leadership over our city's country, state, or United States is not going to accomplish what you want. Instead, pray for each man or woman who is the head of your city, country, state, and United States. Vote and go talk to them. Find out what they stand for and decide what you stand for. P.S. Side note, I already have. Yeah. That was very clear with this post.
Right.
And then she put, lastly, the most important thing you can do is pray to a holy God and trust him to work on our leaders. I work at the Capitol. They are good people. God loves you the same as he loves them. And for a few days, I wasn't going to respond.
Right.
Because I was just like, whatever. Like, you kind of missed the entire point of what I was saying.
Right.
But, like, I just, you know, wasn't about to get into a, like, rabbit hole.
Sure.
Of shit. My father comes in 3 days later after this and just comments, yes, he is. And I was like, God damn it, Dad.
I love it.
And then this other kid from my hometown who has since like been low-key attacking me on Facebook. I'll get into it. Comments, you boast to be a wise man, like tagging my father.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, no, like hoops off.
Yeah.
You're not going to talk to my dad that way.
They're lying.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
So then, before that, my aunt, maybe bleep her name. My aunt, she commented and I got the notification, like bleep, bleep, bloop, commented on your post.
Yeah.
And I went, oh God. I was like, I really don't want to get into this with family over Facebook. Right. And then she commented, I don't know how anyone cannot see this. It has nothing to do with politics. He is a racist without a doubt. Also, this man is not a Christ follower and uses God as a political tool. And I was like, 110%. Yes. Couldn't agree more.
Absolutely.
Like, I mean, yeah, if you support this man and what he stands for, like, he is a racist human being.
Yes.
Multiple accounts of it on all the history.
Right. Like, yeah.
It's just black and white.
Yeah.
It is so clear.
Well, and whenever people ask for examples, I always think like, well, the time that he said that the Central Park Five, although they've been found innocent, should go back to prison.
Yeah.
Or the times that he refused to rent to black people in any of his buildings.
Would hide his, like, staff, who was, like, the people of color that were staff at his establishments had to, like, essentially go into hiding when he came, like, because he didn't want to see them.
Yeah. Or whenever he hired illegal workers to build all of his establishments and then didn't pay them. There was no recourse that they would have.
Exactly.
And so by the way, things. If you do that, you're a shit person.
Yes. 100%.
And you deserve shitty buildings.
Yeah. I hope they all collapse on him. Mm-hmm. Only on him.
Yeah.
Maybe anyone who believes his beliefs and is supporting it.
Oh.
Oh. Oh my God, we're
recording. Y'all are seeing what we're responding to. We are responding to, there is a monitor in our, in the studio.
And it says Bluesville.
Uh-huh.
Hey, that's not us.
And we can see ourselves. And it's, at one point we were able to see Mike. We can see Mike.
Oh, now it says, what's your excuse? That's us.
Hello. There we are.
Anyways, so then, oh, God damn it. I'm so bad at this. What's his face? Commented and to my dad, and I was like, okay, no, no.
Yeah.
Not gonna, no. I put, yo, but I said his name. He is simply stating fact. And then I put, I'm sorry, blank, to the person who made the first comment, mm-hmm. but I respectfully disagree. And put, he actively supports and promotes legislature that disregards people of color. He's also on numerous occasions, long before he was even elected, shown his ignorance and, quite frankly, hatred towards POC. He has taken this country numerous steps backwards and continues to do so every single day. He's an ignorant man, and I would sooner die before I showed that evil man an ounce of respect.
Right.
I said, he has done nothing but disrespect my beliefs and the people that I care about since he has stepped foot in office. And I said, God can love him, but I sure as hell won't. Mm-hmm. And I said, I won't stop advocating and being an ally to POC until there's some legitimate change in this country and they can rest easy as the equals they are and should be regarded as. And as my lovely aunt pointed out, he uses God as a, and religion as a tool. If you think for 1 second that he actually follows Christ, then you're deeply mistaken. The way he conducts himself is not at all Christian and is not with love for all of God's people. Right. And then she, like, my aunt came back and, like, posted, like, some actual scripture that right. backs it up, too. And I was mm-hmm. like, look at you, using yeah. the Bible in a smart way. But then homeboy starts tagging me in all these posts and saying, I challenge you to watch this. And so one of them... Oh, well, you know, load. I want to get to it. One of them was a video on Trump's own page.
Can I make a guess?
Yes.
Is it a person of color talking about how mm-hmm. Trump is not racist mm-hmm. because they have internalized racism in themselves?
Yes.
Great.
And so then I was just like.
How did I know?
Yeah.
That's always the go-to. It's to be like, look, this one black person says he's not racist. So this goes for everyone.
Yeah. And so. he was like, I challenge you to watch this. And I was like, okay, it's not a challenge. I said, I educate myself thoroughly in regards to politics. And then I just put, you may also want to consider the obvious bias of your source, though.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm not trying to get nasty with you, so I'd appreciate the same respect. Thanks. Yeah. And he was like, not nasty, smiley face. Not sure where that is implied. And then he put, bias? He said, this is from him, not a third party who is biased like Comcast. And I put, exactly.
It's from him.
I was like, he chooses what you get to see. I said, it's helpful not only to listen to your political candidate of choice, but also explore other news outlet and basic records of their conduct in the past.
Especially considering that his Facebook is not a news outlet at all.
Exactly. And it gets worse. So then he just keeps tagging me and shit. And this one is where he eventually, like, I got him to shut up because he, ooh, why are you not loading now? He tagged me in this thing that was like, the like media is the poison of blah, blah, blah. Big media right, is like right, the right, worst. Right. And I was like, okay, yeah, I mean, there is a problem with media.
Yeah, 24-hour yes. news outlets are not the best as far as reporting the news, as far as being accurate, because they all rely on sponsorships.
Exactly. Oh, man, it was just loading and then it all went away. What the hell?
So sure, I get that. I think everyone agrees on that front.
Yeah.
However, you can't say that everything that they report is not false.
No.
However, are they a bit heavy-handed about it? Sure.
He also tagged me in one that said, has a quote, Trump is the best president since Abraham Lincoln. I'm sorry.
Fuck FDR, right?
I was like, oh no.
Good Lord.
Are you dumb?
Who did that study?
That one. I just
was that peer reviewed?
I didn't even respond to that one because I was just like, no.
Yeah, no.
And so then it was this, it's the being libertarian and says the corporate press is the enemy of the people. What it was is it's two screenshots of NBC News. At 4:50 p.m. on June 14th, they had reported on one of the Black Trans Lives Matter mm-hmm. and just like, a rally for Black trans lives
yes.
that happened in the Brooklyn Museum Plaza, gathered mm-hmm. lots of people.
Okay.
So they're reporting on that event. And then at 6:13 p.m. on June 14th, they reported that health experts have advised Trump against having his rally because of COVID.
Mm-hmm.
And so like they were just reporting on news.
Yeah.
And so he's like, Caitlin, this is what Americans like myself have a deep problem with. And I was like, am I not American?
News reporting?
I was like, what? And then I was like, and so I thought it was like, at first I thought it was him like talking about like us protesting being okay.
Yeah.
And then I realized, and so then my comment is in two parts, very much like about 30 seconds apart when I was like, oh, well, maybe this. So I responded and I said, y'all didn't have a problem with it when y'all were protesting salons and restaurants being reopened. I said, also, there are ways to be smart about it. I protested, kept my distance, and most people had a mask on, myself included. The only reason conservatives are concerned now and upset by the protest is because they're getting called out and because we're demanding equality. And I said, in my second comment, I said, they're also simply reporting news. They were saying that health officials questioned his judgment and that there were also protests.
Yeah.
I said, they weren't opinion pieces, so they aren't saying themselves that they think one or the other is right. They just reported on one story and then another.
Sure.
He's so dumb. He responds with, I'm not sure why you are talking about protests, question mark. And he says, this is regarding propaganda coverage by big corporations. And he puts, you know what the liberal culture hates? He says, I guess it's only convenient for the oppressee and not the oppressor. Why are you justifying something that's wrong regardless of values? And I was like, do you realize everything that just came out of your little fingers on your keyboard was completely backwards of everything that you've been actively supporting?
Like, you know what I like is that suddenly we're the oppressors.
I know. I know. And I was like, why are you supporting an oppressor on either side?
Yeah.
That's literally what people are fighting against right now, you dumb fuck. And so I responded, and then this one shut him up. Because I said, I'm talking about protests because that's what the post is pointing out. And I said that a news source covered a protest, but also the statement of health officials. And I said, just because they were covering official warnings about Trump's decision doesn't make it propaganda. I said, now had they said coronavirus doesn't matter and should be disregarded in the name of protests, but it matters when it comes to Trump rallies, then sure,
that's
I would
propaganda.
See your point. And I said, but it's not. They are not opinion pieces. They were reporting on what health officials said. Said they had also already reported on the correlation between the protests and COVID. So maybe check the entire source before you blindly believe a biased post. I'm happy to send the links I'm referring to. Because on June, like, 9th or something, several days before, they had talked about how COVID cases were on the rise because of protests.
Yes.
And I was like, from same news source, NBC News, they're covering just news.
Yeah.
And I was just like, oh boy, you're so dumb. And he kept going on. And then we got into a big, big argument. Well, someone else did whenever I showed or shared this post. Did you see that one about the trans?
No.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not.
So this one was telling the story of Tyra Hunter.
Yes, because I shared that whole Twitter thread.
Yeah. And so then I shared it as well. Mm-hmm. And I just put, please take the time to read this in its entirety.
And he was like, how is this Trump's fault?
Uh-huh.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. And he's like, explain to me what this has to do with Trump. And he said, you don't get to change science because of how you feel. If you're gay, then you're gay. Nothing wrong with that, but you can't change your DNA makeup. And then so this guy gets real dumb. And I also wasn't commenting to him too much until one of my friends commented back. And like then I was like, okay, well, now we're in this. But like literally on the first slide of this, it says, if you don't quite understand what horror the Trump administration inflicted today on transgender and non-binary people seeking medical care and why we're scared, then let me tell you a quick story.
Yeah.
Literally slide one. That explains why this has to do with Trump. And I was like, it has to do with his administration. If you read even the first slide, it explains that. And regardless of how you feel about transgender people, are you saying they deserve to die? And is it because the entire post was about how a piece of legislature was passed so that doesn't protect them on situations such as the one spoken of above? And I said, she would have been able to live had people not chosen to ridicule her and not treat her. And I said, I don't agree with your scientific statement in the slightest, but baseline, she was a human being. She shouldn't have been denied proper medical care because of how she identified. No one should ever. And he was like, correct, but that wasn't caused by this administration. That has been an issue for years, just like systematic racism. And I was like, sure, do you know, sir,
no,
do you know what that-
No, it wasn't an issue.
Yeah.
And it had been an issue, and then it was stopped being an issue, and now it's an issue again. It had stopped being an issue whenever
because
medical
there were
professionals
laws.
were banned from refusing to care for patients who are gay or trans. It is now again legal for them to refuse care to them.
Uh-huh. And so, yeah, now it is an issue again.
So, yes, it is an issue again. It used to not be at all. Now it is again.
Exactly.
Welcome to 2020. I'm Barbara Walters.
But he goes on to say, people are people. No one deserves to die before their time. However, the president surely didn't even write that bill. And if you notice, 99% of politicians push their own agenda under the guise of other bills. Just like Trump is a racist, but his past proved otherwise.
God, I hate this guy.
And Democratic leaders are buddies with the head of the KKK. His whole goal is to get those shitheads out and has been doing well with that.
No.
And then
he thinks there are plenty of fine people.
Yeah. My friend commented, he said, he called them good people.
Yeah.
And has a well-documented history of racism. And then
he said, I don't believe everything I see on Facebook. Yeah. Yep. And it's like, he said it live on television.
Exactly. Because then, he responds, he said, how's calling someone good people racist? And supporting the black community in several different instances in history. And he put, no, he called the KKK good people. LOL, most people are aware of that reference. Have you been asleep? He got sassy. And I said, I responded to the ignorant man, and I said, we can provide exact instances where Trump has acted otherwise. I said, he is racist to the core and actively disadvantages POC and LGBTQ+. And then, he goes, I don't believe everything on Facebook, but why don't you see what party that has publicly supported and posed for pictures with them? And then so he commented and says, so then vote for the racist, rapist Democratic candidate, LOL. And I put, are you seriously trying to imply that Trump isn't a racist rapist right now? And then he comes in and he said, I can't stop myself from laughing at this victim mentality. Enjoy Trump winning 2020. Keep living like you're victims. Trump won by a landslide and he will again.
He didn't.
18 people came at him for that. And he said, keep living like you're, he won by landslide and he will again. He's human and not a career politician. And that's what the people wanted. Show me proof that he's a rapist. I'll wait.
That's not what people wanted. And also, have you seen the documents that were recently released about him being a rapist?
Yeah. And so then he ends up shutting up with this last comment that I make. And I put, victim mentality? What the hell are you even talking about? I said, also, Trump didn't even win the popular vote in 2016, so he didn't win by a landslide. His lack of background in politics should have been the first clue that he didn't belong in office. If he has to declare bankruptcy on his businesses, what the hell is he doing trying to run a fucking country? Mm-hmm. And I said, he literally showed up to a job without even meeting the minimum requirements. I said, your statements are so ignorant and backwards that it's not even funny. Like, at this point, I wasn't even trying to be nice anymore. Because I was like, nope.
Yeah.
I was like, he is actively promoting, funding, endorsing legislature and ideas that endanger Americans. And if you can't see that, then I don't even know. I said, I'm not playing a victim. I'm fighting for change. Biden wasn't my first choice, sure. But at this point, I would elect my fucking cat for president before I ever thought Trump was educated enough to hold that seat again. I said, he is so incredibly ignorant. This isn't against Republicans. This is against Trump. I'm not hating on your entire political party, but I will hate on this garbage excuse for a human being until he's escorted to the fucking exit.
I am hating on your entire political party who voted for him, supports him, and does not stand up to him.
Yeah. So any of you that are still there for him, yes.
Mm-hmm. Old school Republicans, I get it.
Yeah.
I understand if you're an old school Republican, this is not what you wanted either.
No.
But a lot of them have even said, I can't vote for him.
Yeah.
I can't.
So many people have
I respect.
Phew. Yeah.
Because there has been.
Because you grew and changed.
It is a stark difference between, I didn't like George W. as president.
Yeah.
Not because I thought he was a bad person. I think he's probably a good person.
Yeah. He's a good old Southern gentleman.
I think he was doing what he truly thought was best for this country.
Yeah.
I disagreed with him.
Yeah.
We disagree on politics.
It was
a
fun, when he was one of the elections for him, I was in the third grade and we did a little mock election in class. Mm-hmm. And I was one of two that did not vote for him.
Yeah. Same, bud.
Yeah. I'm in third grade.
Yeah.
And I'm voting Democrat.
Well, I understand. I don't think he's a bad person.
Because, you know why I decided to support him, the other candidate, too? Because Green Day did. Anyways, continue.
Perfect. Was it John Kerry or Al Gore?
I think it was John Kerry.
Yeah, the one that looks like the trees from Wizard of Oz?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's John Kerry.
Yeah.
So, but here's the thing. One of the reasons that I truly don't think that W was a bad person is because, and I know this sounds like shit or, whatever, it doesn't matter. But for fallen soldiers from Afghanistan, which they shouldn't have been there. So it's good that he did this. Mm-hmm. He would handwrite letters to their mothers.
That's
and thank them. And so I'm like, you know what? I don't think you're a bad person if you sit down and do something like that.
For all of those people too.
Yes.
Because that was not a little tiny bit of people.
9/11 wasn't his fault. 9/11 happened during his presidency. And that's something that any president would struggle under. Mm-hmm. Any of them. I'm not going to say that Obama wouldn't have struggled under figuring out navigating that territory.
Nationwide just shook to the core, being terrified of being murdered.
Exactly. So the difference is
what's happening now.
And that's what I'm saying is, like, I don't think the W is a bad person. I think Trump is a bad person.
Yeah.
I think that this goes a lot deeper than disagreeing with you politically on your stances. It goes far beyond your fiscal views, your social views. It goes into your morals for me.
Yeah.
And a lack of morals. Just evil. A lack of morals to me implies a lack of ability to lead.
Mm-hmm.
You must have some sort of loyals or some sort of morals. And I just, and, you know, I just can't understand not being willing to acknowledge that his morals do not align with the mass amount of our country.
Yeah.
And he did not win by a landslide. He won by the Electoral fucking College.
Yeah, which is something that should be evaluated.
Yeah. The Electoral College, the approach should not be all or nothing.
Yeah.
And that's what it is right now. If you win by 51% in a state, you get all of the electorate votes. Mm-hmm. It should be divided up. Actually, yeah, it should be rationed to based on the votes that you get.
Yeah.
That shouldn't, I don't understand why our government makes that so hard to understand.
Yeah.
That's not hard. Fix it.
Yeah.
Fix it. Or we're going to keep fucking up our country.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what's happening right now.
Exactly.
You know, we've got
quick tip, what did it say?
Mike pulled up a link that said quick tips podcasting something. And I really thought he was giving
stop
me
talking
a
about politics.
Exactly. But I don't think that Mike would stop us talking about this. I think it's important. I think it's a big deal.
It's something
that a
we
lot
care
of people
about.
Don't want to talk
if
about.
People don't want to listen to us because of these beliefs, well,
and
that's fine.
What I found, I told Ryan just the other day, I was like, you know, ever since I quit owning my own business, I find myself giving less of a fuck about what I post on Facebook politically, socially, any of it. Because when that bill came in that allows medical professionals to refuse care to gay or trans people, it was so hard for me because, like, and I know that the biggest fear is for trans people. Mm-hmm. I get that. However, that is not to say that gay people are not in danger with this as well.
Yeah, because people see them.
Exactly. You know,
just as bad.
If something.
Beings,
and
too.
It, like, I was almost in tears because I was sitting there thinking, if my sister and her wife were in a car wreck, they could refuse her care.
Mm-hmm.
So my niece could end up without her mother's.
Yeah.
And that, like, that's horrifying.
Yeah.
It is horrifying to consider. That's I've also been watching a lot of Pose.
Yeah, I started watching some of that.
It's wonderful. And that's like where that post that I made about AIDS came in.
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, nurses and doctors wouldn't go into AIDS patients' rooms, wouldn't give them their fucking food, would let them sit in their shit for hours, days, because they either didn't want to treat them, or more so back then, it was a fear.
Fear, yeah.
It was fear. They didn't understand the disease. They didn't know how it was transmitted. And I get that. However, now, if you're refusing care to AIDS patients or transgender or gay people, it is pure hatred.
Yeah, yeah. You're just a shit person.
It is, in your viewpoint, pure
who is definitely
Darwinism
not pro-life
for them. Exactly. And that's the point that they make in Pose at one point. They say, like, these people view this as karma. It's our penance. AIDS is our penance for what we are.
Yeah.
And that is a heartbreaking thing to consider, is that there are people who truly think you deserved this.
Yeah. And you deserve to die.
Yeah. Yeah.
No. People, well, I don't know. The death penalty is a sticky subject, too.
Yeah.
I was like, people deserve to die for killing other people. But.
See, and I, like, in all honesty, I don't agree with the death penalty.
Yeah, I was about to say, I don't know if I actually agree with the death penalty.
Yeah, I don't. And the reason being, to me, I go, if there is one person that is killed wrongfully, then it's too many.
Yeah.
And there have been far more than one.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so.
There's people up for death row right now.
Yeah. Well, remember that, I can't remember the name or the case or anything. All I remember is this young black man was sentenced to death. He died. Hours later, Rick Perry received the pardon for him.
Mm-hmm.
And there is this photo of this black man's family and Rick Perry with the pardon, and he's all smiles. Look, your son was found innocent. Da, 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 da. And you can see in their face that they're like, well, he's dead.
Yeah, so this doesn't do us
so
anything.
So thanks for the fucking paper, but my kid is dead.
Yeah.
So anyways, yikes. That is, I am on a soapbox lately about politics
how
and social rights. If you're not, then you're being willfully ignorant. Mm-hmm. If you refuse, you are turning a blind eye.
There are so many people that I know that say, I just choose not to get involved in politics. And
that is a privilege that, you have.
Yeah. You should be angry right now.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah.
You should be sad. You should have all of these emotions.
Yeah.
And you should do something about it.
Well, and like,
go
I think I talked about
change.
I mean, as far as the race issues go, I think I've talked to you about when we were kids and we were driving to Florida. Have I?
Maybe say again and I'll remember.
Okay. We were driving to Florida.
He said, funniest episode ever.
Listen, today we're on a soapbox.
Today, this is a real episode.
Yeah, this is very
honest. We have some funny things we're going to talk about.
We do. We'll finish this up and then we'll get funny, I swear.
Mike says, y'all are never funny. Stop kidding yourselves.
Great. But so we were driving to Florida and it was me and my brother and sister and my parents. My mother is very clearly Hispanic. My father, very obviously white. And
you know, I've never met your dad.
Yeah, I know. But so we, all three of us, I think, had to pee. Or one of us. I don't know. One of the kids had to pee.
Bleep this out. Okay. Continue.
And so
sorry.
My mom tells my dad to pull over. We're in Alabama, I believe. Ooh. And she takes us out of the car. She and my dad start walking to the door of this, like, convenience store. Mm-hmm. And then they see these very large white men glaring at them and walking towards them. And my dad was like, nope, get back in the fucking car. And my mom was like, the kids have to pee. And my dad was like, they can piss in the car, get in the car. We're not doing this. And so, yeah, we couldn't stop to pee because my dad was like, these are people that see you and I together and see our three children and believe that they are an abomination.
Yeah.
And that's like, that didn't sink into me until I got a lot older. Where I was like, huh. So there are people that, you know, think that because my white father married my Mexican mother and had children with her, the result of that marriage is trash.
Yeah.
So anyways, that is my fun story. Also the time my mom was asked to put her purse down in a store. Yeah.
Why?
Oh, because the shop owner said that her big purse might break things. But the shop owner didn't have a problem with my big purse.
What? And now, a word from our sponsors.
Yep.
Need your pits waxed? Have a freckle you want to show on your vagina that never gets to show with all your hair? Then go head on down to Waxed Bear.
Yeah, Julie is amazing.
She has so many years of experience with waxing.
She provides quality, speedy services that will leave you wanting more.
That's right. I take me as an example.
Yeah.
I started just by getting my eyebrows waxed by her, and then she said, let's wax your armpits. And I said, okay. And Julie doesn't judge me for my weird armpits.
Yeah.
She does a great job on all my parts.
When I went to her, she immediately after my appointment, she was like, do you want to go ahead and schedule a Brazilian? And I was like, sure. Why not?
Yeah.
Because my eyebrows were not that painful to be waxed. She does an incredible job of pulling the hair, not slowly, but also not hard.
Yeah.
So
she gets the hair out, but it doesn't feel like your whole body is being torn apart to shreds.
Exactly.
Which can happen with some waxing sometimes.
Absolutely.
She's very educated with how to wax a body and knows like all the ways to not leave any scarring or damage like that. Because if you're waxed incorrectly, those are things that can happen.
Yeah. Have you ever had your skin ripped off during an eyebrow wax?
I personally haven't.
I have. And I have never been more grateful to a waxer than when I met Julie.
Yeah. She's the best. Yeah. And her services are super affordable. Your brows, if you want to get those done, are only $20. The Brazilian is $50. And then if you're getting your underarms too, it's $25. I typically, I also got a hair serum today, so I paid $105 today because I got a something that made my hair not grow fast.
Yeah, she has a serum that inhibits the growth of your hair.
That's brand new today. Yeah. She just came out with it. Mm-hmm. You can get your full butt wax for $30. That seems kind of fun.
You can get your full bikini for $42 and your full legs are $75.
She has so many other services as well. Those are just a few that we wanted to list. See an entire list of her services over at her Facebook page, search Waxed Bare, and that's WAXEDBARE. And then it has a little bear as her logo going whoop.
And you can schedule on her Facebook with her and
you can.
Send
Super
her
convenient.
any information about your hair or your skin or anything that you think she needs to know that would be prevalent for your waxing appointment. And she's super responsive. She messaged me the day before my appointment to tell me all of the rules that she had in place to keep everyone safe in her establishment also.
Yeah, she's going above and beyond to keep people safe. So you can feel perfectly comfortable going in there. She sanitizes everything thoroughly.
She wears a mask the whole time.
Yeah, she does. Always.
So you can send her an email over at waxedbearwaco@gmail.com.
She also has a work phone that you can text or call to schedule appointments, but most of the time it's just easier to do it through the Facebook page.
Yeah.
Or just rebook with her in person. But that number is 254-229-0572. Again, that's 254-229-0572.
And when you get there or you schedule your appointment, tell her that What's Your Excuse sent you, and you will get $5 off of your first service.
That's true. All of these services are both for men and women except the Brazilian right now, just because that one is only reserved for women's, because men's a little bit different. She just wants to make sure she can provide the best quality service. So if you're looking for that, she can also maybe full butt, not as well. I'm not sure.
Anything below the waist,
yeah,
it's
below
assumed
the belt.
Is just for
yeah.
women.
Below the belt is only for women.
Different approach. So go see Julie over at Waxed Bare. Tell her What's Your Excuse sent you.
And get your hair ripped out.
So we do have funny things to talk about. Let's palate cleanse here.
Okay, what are we going to palate cleanse with?
I found a list for new excuses for when someone asks you about that hickey.
One time I had a friend who, she had a giant hickey on her neck.
Great.
And it was bad. I was like, girl, do you get punched in the throat? She said it was her curling iron, which
we
I've
always
had,
say that. We always, yeah. Everyone used to say that. Not me. I actually never had a hickey.
I have had a
Boys
burn
didn't
from
want
a,
me.
I've had a burn from a curling iron that yeah. actually did look like kind
All
of a
right.
hickey.
Uh-huh.
No, but it was. It's curling your short hair is very hard.
Uh-huh.
And my wand hit me. Also, if someone's going to leave a hickey on me, they can leave it where this, you can't see.
Where the sun don't shine?
Mm-hmm. No, not down
Your
there.
Vagina?
No.
They leave it on your asshole.
No.
It was a laugh. The first, we're not going to do like the bruise, like,
yeah,
you
bruise
know,
is dumb.
Duh.
I mean, it kind of technically
I mean, it
is a bruise.
A bruise. Yeah.
Your hickey could actually be
no birthmark. No, you know, just
it's a birthmark that appeared today.
Yeah.
It's new. So, I got abducted by aliens. Is that one on here?
Good God. No, but that's a great one. So the one that I like the most is you've decided to minor in stage makeup and you were testing how well you can recreate a hickey. Now, what friend would not be like, you should wash that off. It looks bad.
Yeah. Where's this one?
It is, I believe, number 3.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, that is the first one.
Well, one that I really like is this one. Because I've actually had a really bad spider bite and I got a really good scar from it. And it says a spider bite. First off, there would be a bump. So I'm just going to debunk these.
Great.
Because, like, I mean, mine started off as a little, it looked more like a zit.
Uh-huh.
Like you could say that your zit
There's
is
a bigger list.
I see that. But not a spider bite. Yeah. It says if you received a spider bite, okay, doctors advise you to circle it with a pin, see whether or not it's growing large over time.
Uh-huh.
Circle your hickey until you feel you've been attacked by an egg-legged creature. So, guys, just circle your hickeys.
Just circle it, and then obviously and then you can a doctor say did it.
You did it with a Sharpie at first, and then you meant to, you couldn't wash it off fast enough, and it smeared everywhere. Right. And that explains for the mass amount of purple inside of it.
Right.
Because spider bites don't really turn purple. It's red in the veins that you see until mine turned into what looked like a little cheese pizza volcano. It still hurts.
Oh.
About this big.
Uh-huh.
That came off my arm. About that high.
And oh, my God, Caitlin.
It was really big, and the red veins were going out to about here. It ended up being a brown recluse bite.
Uh-huh.
And my friend who lived across the street was a nurse, and she said, sweetie, you need to go to the hospital or you might die.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, okay, Mom.
Yeah. My dad had a brown recluse bite years ago, and he has neuropathy in his foot now because of it.
Yeah, they're fucking wild because we had been putting hot compresses on it to try and draw it out, you know?
Yeah.
And so thankfully, like whenever we got to the doctor, they were like, well, good thing you've been doing that. Mm-hmm. But once they like lanced it and cut it out, and my arm, it was like almost down to the bone. I had like, it went from being like this high, but like an inch about out from my skin to being like almost down to my elbow bone. It still gives me ghost pains to this day. Ugh.
Yeah, I fucking bet.
It hurts me. Whenever I was getting this tattoo, every time he got here, I felt like it was inside my scar.
Ugh.
Like, so the nerves in my elbow are so fucked up from it. That was a good sound. He's done.
Great. These all are kind of really bad. So what? Oh, here's a good one. It would be a very political way to describe it, which is there's nothing on my neck. That's it. It's not. It doesn't exist.
There's nothing there. You're done.
But.
To protest the way hickeys are treated. It's less of a hickey and more of a politicky. I would punch someone.
Yes. Absolutely. That. Yes, it's a hickey, but it's actually covering up an even more embarrassing hickey.
Yeah.
Great.
Oh, my goodness. There's some real interesting. It's a viral marketing for that new Twilight book, movie, television series, Broadway musical, video game, theme park, ride, screensaver, feminine hygiene line.
I know one girl told us that she got hit in the neck by a softball once, which I was like, what? How are you playing softball? Like, are you trying to catch things with your neck? What?
It's not a hickey. It's the new iPhone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or it's a tattoo of a hickey.
Yeah. It's viral marketing for that new virus.
Yeah, no. Heads up. There aren't actually good excuses for your hickey.
No.
Just admit it, embrace it, or cover it up with makeup. But do something there.
It's a stamp from this really amazing club I went to last night. Probably haven't heard about it. It's very cool.
Yeah. It's at my boyfriend's house.
Yeah.
It
seems abusive. He just punches me in the throat. I can joke about it because I've been physically abused.
God, I hate you. Son of a bitch.
You trauma.
I'm glad we had this palate cleanser. So, I think, do you want to talk
about? I can
take
it real well.
Swear to God. I thought she's not crying. It sounded like it a little bit.
Oh, it was a fake cry into a laugh.
Good, good.
Yeah. It's just a, it's what I do. That's how we deal. You know this.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
We joke with our pain.
That's right. Love so, it. Do you have any actual funny hickey stories?
What hickey? I don't even have a neck.
That's me.
This is artificial. Thanks for bringing that up, though, Dick.
Yeah.
What's that? What's that 90-day fiance or whatever?
Yeah. Yep.
He don't have a neck.
90-day fiance. Good job.
Look, you taught me that last time.
I did.
I knew. I did indeed. I remembered. I am very curious because I've seen all the memes about him, and I'm like.
But can I watch it?
I don't know. I can't. They're like, he's so sweet, and I'm like, I can't get past.
No, he's not. Have you seen any of the videos of him?
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Okay, maybe they were sarcastic memes, like, and I just don't know because I've not seen anything.
He, like, tells her that she has bad, like, mouth hygiene.
I'm sorry.
Oral hygiene, not mouth hygiene.
What are you in a position to be criticizing anyone?
Uh-huh. He also.
Type in no like, neck guy.
There he is. He, like, he just embarrassed her a lot. He was awful. She was very
sweet.
She's
beautiful looking.
He looks like me when I, like, explain to people why I want Kybella. Like, that's his what shoulder, I look like.
He looks
what?
Like he's just shrugging.
He needs to see a chiropractor or, like, a back doctor because, like, something's wrong.
Do you think he was born like that? Maybe it's Maybelline.
I can't imagine he had plastic surgery to look like that.
Well, I don't know. Maybe he just
you
got.
You know what he looks like?
Maybe he just got stuck in a
he
shrug.
He looks like the fucking guys from Doctor Who, the Potato Men. Doesn't he? Does he not?
What are they called?
What are they called? Google it, Mike.
Doctor Who, Potato Man.
Uh-huh. And then tell me he doesn't look like that.
Potato guy.
Yep.
Oh, man, I miss Doctor Who. Oh, yeah. What's it, Strax?
Yeah, Strax.
He was such a sweet character, yeah. though. Oh, yeah. He's so funny.
Yep. He looks like him, doesn't
he?
Yeah.
Yep. We could put that side by side.
Yeah.
Remind me to put something on our Instagram.
Okay, here's your reminder.
Hi, I'm Becca.
And I'm Josie.
And we're your judges. And this is By the Cupboard. No, wait. Do you want us to... Oh, shit.
Okay, we'll try it again.
Hi, I'm Becca.
And I'm Josie.
And we're your judges on By the Cover, a new podcast.
Yeah, we're a talk show. God,
we're a Josie.
We're a comedy talk show centered around Amazon book review culture. You can find us on Spotify, Stitcher.
Wherever podcasts are.
All the places.
You can't hide from us. Anyway, listen to our show. We're going to be funny. We're going to be talking about books, and it's going to be great.
Yay! Promo over.
So, I think...
any good hickey stories? Well...
Do you have... Like, have you ever had a hickey?
Yo.
Well, I mean, like, that people notice. Oh, okay.
Yes! Just kidding. I've... Oh, God. Okay, no, that's fucking ridiculous.
That's abuse.
What are you, a giraffe? Kentucky Hickey King. Those he probably did just actually color on himself.
Yeah,
every
absolutely.
Day.
He should have circled them so that people thought that they were spider bites.
Yeah, he should have. I've definitely had some bad bruising before. Mm-hmm. But I've had some on my neck that were noticeable. I've had to, like, cover up with makeup.
Yeah.
I've definitely left some.
Yeah.
On a neck. I've talked about that before on this
I
podcast.
I have left some. But
why is it in her armpit?
I have never. It looks like cupping. That's cupping.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I've had cupping.
Yeah, but.
I showed you those photos.
Yes,
but
you did.
Never have I had a hickey ever.
I've had a giant one on, like, my boob.
Yeah.
That one, you know, it was out of sight, out of mind. No one saw it. But it was very large.
I do have a very funny story.
I've also had bruises on my butt. Mm-hmm. But. It was from bites.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't know if that technically counts as a hickey. There's a little bit of...
I don't know. Was he trying to...
Eat? I don't know.
Get a chunk of flesh in his mouth?
I think so.
Separate from your body?
It's a Christmas ham.
Yeah. Good God.
Butter my buns and call me a biscuit. Name of the episode.
Great. I really wanted to name it Kiki 2020 because you said you'd
like Kiki for president.
So
she would be such a good president, so lazy. She'd just say, let's all go sit outside in the sun and pee on soft things.
Like Caitlin's head. So I do have a hilarious
story.
She has
peed on my face.
This girl I used to work with one day years ago, this was like, I was like 19. She had gone to a Halloween party and I guess hooked up with this, like, stranger. She got herself some
stranger danger.
Yep. And then the next day she kept telling me, like, dude, my tits hurt. I think he, like, pinched him, like, fucked with him too hard.
Dude,
and I was like,
that's a real thing.
And so I told her, I was like, why didn't you say something? And she was like, I
don't
didn't
notice
know this
in the
dude.
Morning.
And I was like,
moment.
Who cares if you don't know him? You're obviously fucking him. Say something.
Yeah, I mean, especially if it was someone I don't know, I'd be like, don't fucking touch me, bitch.
Yeah, and so then she went into the dressing room at
Sometimes
my old
you
work.
You really don't realize how hard it is in the moment.
Yeah, like, I think that's what her main issue was once we, like...
Because I've had some, like, bruising that I'm like, holy shit, I looked like I've been hit by a car.
Dude, just wait.
Never felt it.
Because then she, like, kept telling me, like, dude, my fucking nipples hurt. And I was like, you, like, something's wrong.
Okay, I'm scared.
And so she goes into the dressing room, and then she goes, well, don't pinch them.
Well, it helps the pain. Oh, my God.
You're going to rip them off. So she goes into the dressing room, and then I hear her go, Megan, we got a problem. And I was like, what's wrong? And she, like, brings me into the dressing room and is like, look at this. Her nipples had, like, scabs on them. They were, like, bruised up and scabbed from him, like, sucking and biting on them. And I was like, oh, my God, you need to get some kind of ointment, girl. You need some kind of breastfeeding ointment. Like, please.
Was he trying to get some milk?
I don't know, but my God, it was horrifying.
Also, some men have, like, decided that that would be a fun reference to, like, and I'm like, I don't know what kind of childhood
play?
Trauma is in your life. Or did your mom breastfeed you till you were 12? Like,
did your mom never breastfeed you and
maybe,
you resent
and you
her?
Just, yeah. And you're going to take it out on me and you want to make me play mom. Some guys choose that route and they, like, the moment they say that, I'm like, nope.
That you've met these
Oh no,
men.
This has happened to me a few times.
Great.
Yeah, they're like, they just, like, kind of like, oh, the mommy. And I'm like, no.
Do they, like, hang on. I need to really understand
Sometimes
this.
Sometimes there's some voice changing.
Please.
And I'm like, I'm not into this kind of role playing. I'm also not really into a lot of role playing.
Okay, so initially I thought you were saying, like, they're real into, like, milk play is what I called it originally. Like, they want a pregnant lady to, like, squirt them with milk.
Oh, see,
I mean,
then
I'm
I
sure
was
that's
thinking
a thing
of
that, exists.
That scene in Dave where he gets milked under the table. Right. Essentially, it's just his dick that goes through. You can't see anything else. So that's kind of like you're milking a cow.
I understand.
You get squeezed real hard. I mean, that's how you milk a cow.
not sure that's how you milk a dick.
Yeah.
So.
Just rip off.
So, like, but you're saying they wanted to have mommy play.
And they wanted, like, milk.
So they did want milk.
Yes, but they wanted me to produce, and I'm not pregnant.
There was never, like, here's what I love, is that they never said, like, do you lactate? Like, before we get into do you lactate?
Yeah. I mean,
they just assume that all women are lactating at all times.
Yeah, I guess. And then they just all of a sudden are like, they just make a comment, like, by my boobs or something, and I'm like, nope. And I said, what the fuck? Excuse me?
I am sorry. I am kink shaming.
That's
but
weird.
I'm not that sorry.
No. That's fucking weird.
Go to therapy. I have a great therapist I can recommend. I hope
I
you also
too.
Don't listen to our podcast if you are one of these guys. Because,
yeah, I don't know.
Oof.
It's a little weird, huh? Freaks me out. Mm-mm. I'm like, nope. No. Absolutely fucking not. We are not doing that.
Yeah, no.
Should we say goodbye?
Yeah, I think so on that note.
Don't milk your friends.
Don't milk your Tinder dates.
Yeah, that's not a good one to pull out.
That's not first date material.
That and putting melted gummy bears on people or whatever it was.
Yes.
Yeah, not good. Not good.
So you can...
Sayonara.
Find us... Senora. You can find us on Instagram.
At What's Your Excuse Podcast with...
No spaces.
Or apostrophes.
You can find us on Facebook.
At What's Your Excuse Podcast with spaces and apostrophes because...
We're not animals.
That's right.
You can reach out to us on our email.
Tell us if anyone is trying to milk you.
Yes, please.
Or if you have ever thought of a better excuse than we have just named for hickeys.
I'm so scared you were going to say, or if you have ever tried to milk anybody. Don't send us that.
Yeah, please. I don't want to know.
No, I don't want to know
why
that about you.
You think this is okay.
So our email is whatsyourexcusepodcast@gmail.com.
That's right.
And you can listen to us
on lots of different platforms, one of which is Apple Podcasts.
Mm-hmm. And Spotify.
That's right. Stitcher.
And Google Play.
Yeah.
And we want to thank our patrons, mm-hmm. our Patreon patrons.
Love them.
So Amanda and Brian Harmon.
Always forever.
That's right.
Vanessa Seiss.
Yep. She's great. Shelby.
Shelby Love. Oh, yep. So sweet.
Yep.
Brandon.
And Madison.
Yay, Madison Anderson.
Yeah. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you guys so much.
Your support.
Yeah. And so, we would also like to thank our sponsors, which are Wax Bear, which is Julie.
You said it like it was plural, so I was looking around like, do we have enough? Do we? My,
Rogue nope. Media is our forever sponsor.
That's right.
That's right.
Always, always.
Because we are in the studio. Mike is doing all the hard work for us, all the heavy lifting.
Yep. And
love,
we appreciate
love,
him.
Love.
Tried
appreciate.
To get him to be on this episode. He said, fuck no. So
he said,
thanks
we hate
so
you.
Much for your support, Mike.
And we'll talk to you through a computer screen.
Yeah. So that's it.
What's your excuse?
Yeah, that's all, folks. All
right.
I'm a piggy.
This has been a Rogue Media Network podcast.